It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. Some healthcare advocates say New Mexico residents should be allowed to buy into the state's Medicaid program. Mayor Ortega reports.
New Mexico was one of the first states in the country to expand its Medicaid program a few years ago. And now it may also be one of the first to create a Medicaid buy-in program to make insurance more accessible for people who are undocumented or have low incomes. Andy Slavitt leads a national nonprofit focused on making health insurance accessible to everyone. And he says New Mexico is blazing trails in the Medicaid buy-in movement.
Right now, there's about a dozen states that are considering Medicaid buy-in options. They're just behind New Mexico. Part of the reason why we're here is if we can help New Mexico be successful and have a successful process, then I think it can really take off in other places.
If the state does make this an option, it would help ensure people who make too much money to qualify for Medicaid and too little to afford private insurance, and that includes undocumented locals. Some who oppose the idea say it would be too complicated to create a whole new program and that it might not actually help that many more people. Both the House and the Senate passed memorials earlier this year to look into the financial aspects of creating a buy-in program. If the legislature were to approve a bill, it would also need the next governor's signature. For KUNM, I'm Mayor Ortega.
Producers of an agave distilled spirit from northern Mexico hope a new certification could open the door for their product on the international market. But some worry formalizing the once clandestine drink could mean sacrificing the traditions that set it apart. Here's Fronteras reporter Kendall Blust.
Julián Urquijo and Manuel Chacón heave giant wooden clubs in tandem, crushing roasted agave hearts in a wooden trough they call a canoe. Their ancestors crushed agave like this for centuries. It will be fermented and distilled into a regional liquor, Bacanora. But even here, in the town of Bacanora, you'd be hard-pressed to find someone who makes it that way anymore. Chacón is a Bacanora producer and a native of this small Sonoran town tucked into the vast green foothills of the Sierra Madre mountain range. He says mashing the agave used to be one of the hardest parts of the Bacanora making process, the part nobody wanted to do. So over time, axes replaced the wooden bats, and these days some producers use wood chippers. It's one of many changes to the labor-intensive process of making Bacanora, changes some worry could alter the essence of the lightly sweet and smoky liquor. Bacanora started as rough fermented agave heart made by the indigenous Opata. 400 years ago, Spaniards introduced distilleries that softened the drink and made it popular throughout Sonora. But in 1915, prohibition laws sent it underground for the next 77 years.
So that was a big wall Bacanora faced.
That's Alberto Navarro. He's an expert on agave distillates. He says while its better-known cousin tequila was becoming internationally recognized, Bacanora producers were still being persecuted, sometimes killed, for making their moonshine. That's changing.
So for me, I don't see a reason why Bacanora shouldn't be growing importantly if the right path is found.
He thinks Bacanora can be competitive in the same international markets. First, it has a denomination of origin. It can only be made and sold from 35 Sonoran towns, and it has to be made with just one local type of agave, Angustifolio Hal.
The soul of Sonora is in the spirit, and I think you can taste that.
Doug Smith is passionate about Bacanora. He owns Exo Coffee Roast Company in Tucson. Coffee by day, but mezcal by night.
It's sort of the desert in its different dimensions. Taste like it comes from arid lands. And again, you know, it's Arizona, Sonora's, it's our mezcal.
He says right now there's only one brand of Bacanora available in Arizona, and he'd love to offer a wider variety of the Sonoran spirit at his mezcal bar, but not at the cost of losing its artisanal quality.
I think it's worth doing. It's really worth doing, but it needs to be done carefully. A more artisanal route as opposed to a more industrial route. That's going to be the conflict about the future of Bacanora, I think.
Bacanora producer Chacón has modernized his distillery, or Binata. A machine crushes the roasted agave, and a shiny copper still has replaced the typical pot still plastered with mud. But he insists that his production will always be artisanal.
Sí puede ser que algún productor,
he says producers who try to go the industrial route do so at their own risk. But most want their bacanora to be 100% agave and artisanal. That's what gives liquor its special taste, and it's what will make it valuable on the international market, he says. And Chacon wants to be profitable. He sees Bacanora as a path to development in his and other rural communities in this region. He says most Bacanora is produced informally and sold locally as a side job. His friend Julian Urquijo makes the liquor in a corner of his yard, just up the hill from his family's chicken coop. But they're turning it into a business, and they dream of creating a thriving industry that will provide jobs and a decent living for people who make Bacanora. In Hermosillo, Mexico, I'm Kendall Blust.